The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here. Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Here we go. You rolling, Rob?
All right.
Wow. Hey, that's more than a smattering. More than a smattering of applause. Wasn't it?
That was really good.
Okay, it was great. Share Funny Live, and we are at Char Bar 7, your neighborhood bar and grill in Mint Hill, North Carolina. And this is a great, great place. This is awesome. Isn't this an awesome place, y'all? Isn't it great? I could live out here on this patio. We're on the patio, and there's a hurricane brewing outside. And, well, obviously it's outside. It's not a hurricane brewing inside. But we're already having a good time. Everybody's eating. Everybody's drinking. And Share Funny Live, as always, is sponsored by Old Bay Mortgage. Actually, it's not Old Bay Mortgage. It's Atlantic Bay Mortgage, but I always think of... Never mind. Tammy and Curtis are very good to us in sponsoring these. Tammy got the long straw tonight, and she didn't have to come, but Curtis is here, so thank you very much. We appreciate you being here, making it possible. Oh, I spilled my beer. I do that at the beginning of every Share Funny Live. I spill my beer.
I know. Maybe cool down.
Yeah. Melissa Chambers of Chambers and Associates Realty Team. They're making it possible tonight, as well as Lowell Morgan of Geico of Northlake. Should have bought that and shown my Geico with your money. And we got more information coming up about things that you can win. We have some really good prizes for you because we're fancy like that. But again, welcome to Share Funny Live. We're so glad you're here. And there for a while, I thought it wasn't going to be much of a crowd, y'all. You know, and I was trying to blame it on the hurricane. I'm like, well, you know, the hurricane coming and all. But y'all are just late to show up. So better late than never. And thanks for coming through the hurricane. Now, as you'll notice, we are missing a member of the Ace and TJ show tonight because Ace said his mama died. We don't have proof of that yet. We think he may just been trying to get out of work. And I had to unload all the equipment tonight. So you know how long it's been since I've been sweating while doing some sort of work?
20 years.
At least.
25 years.
At least 20. And I'm not happy about it. Yeah. So when all you ladies are going to want to get all up on me taking pictures later after the show, I apologize now. But I'm sure you won't mind getting a little of my DNA on you.
Ew.
Oh, I'm sorry. Some of y'all are still eating. I don't want to mess up y'all's meal. Okay, this is Riggins.
Hello. How are you guys? Thank you.
Hand clap for Riggins.
Thank you.
And that's Alexis. And Tech D Rob.
Hello.
Tech D Rob has been really down in his back for months, and he basically couldn't stand up straight and all that. And then he got better until today, whenever I said, hey, we got to load that equipment up after the show this morning. He's like, oh, my back is hurt again. Mm-hmm. So now he's all hunched over, walking around, looking like he needs a walking stick.
I tried one of those. It doesn't help.
What?
I tried a walking stick, remember?
Yeah, you did try the walking stick. I forgot everything I was supposed to bring tonight as far as my material that I had notes on and all that stuff. So we're just winging it, and I think it'll probably get better as we go along because I'm going to keep drinking. And we may be here until 11 or so, or maybe I'll be the last one just sitting up here talking. Y'all will be long gone in the bed trying to figure out what your kids are going to do tomorrow because they've called school off. By the way, this is Blake right down here in the front. Does Blake not have the best beard you've ever seen?
Yeah, he's got a great beard.
Yep. Oh, and by the way, mine's over in the corner. Jody, say hi to everybody. I got to be honest, I tried that out earlier with just a couple of people and they laughed, so I said, I'll do that again. Okay, so we do have a lot of stuff going on tonight, but first of all, Alexis was late getting here, which is, I mean, she's no stranger to being late for work if y'all listen to the show first thing or you download it and listen from the beginning on. But since I was late this week because I went to see Jelly Roll and Shinedown the night before and I was like 2 minutes late coming into the show, and I didn't tell y'all this, but I think I was still a little bit drunk.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah. We knew.
Just a little bit. Because y'all's voices were echoing as you were talking to me, and it wasn't because my ears were numb from Shinedown. It was because I was hearing my own voice from outside my body. But I didn't want to. I thought I covered it pretty well. Nah. I didn't?
No.
We knew.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you say something?
Because
you're scared. That's right.
You, like that.
You know better than talk shit to me. I'll clean house over there.
Yeah, okay.
No, but this is the way Ace and I run things as bosses. I said, hey, Alexis, don't tell anybody why you were late. Don't even tell me. Let's make a story out of it. Most bosses would be like, why are you late? And, you know, demoted and whatever else. But she can't get demoted anymore than she already is.
I know. I mean, bottom of the totem pole.
Yeah, because we're not going to fire her because, you know, then she'd be going to the newspaper and stuff. So we can't be doing that.
Let me tell you what these white boys did to me.
Mm-hmm. It's always that.
Yep.
It's always that. So why were you late?
So as you guys know, since you see me every day, I don't put much effort into what I put on or how I look when I come into work. Because I don't really care. I'm not really a girly girl like that. And usually when I go out, I know what I'm going to wear, I put it on, and that's that.
Okay, hold on just a second. So anybody who has employees, do you hear that? When the employee says, I don't really care what y'all think as my employers, I mean, that's how you know you got a conscientious one who's ready to climb the ladder. But go ahead.
So this week, I've been just vibing at a low frequency. You know what I mean?
No.
Yeah.
Maybe, no, I don't.
Yeah, maybe you need to explain. Vibing at a low frequency. So that means you just haven't been with it.
Right. Like, I've been in my feelings, you know. So today I was like, I need to dress up and I'm going to like give everyone just a vibe. But then I couldn't figure out what that vibe was. And I did that whole TV scene where I took out every single outfit that I have ever worn or had. And I tried on about 18 different things. And I don't do that. I don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting so frustrated, I was about to start crying.
Yeah, well, I do that. I'll change clothes several times. Well, I did back when I still looked good. But since I lost my looks, and well, actually, I ate my looks. That's what happened. I ate my good looks, and I don't have any more. But that's what made you late, just because you couldn't decide what to wear?
Yeah, and then I was about to start crying. And then I'm like, why am I about to start crying about this? This is ridiculous.
To start crying.
Yeah.
And this is what you ended up with?
Yep.
And that's when you started crying? When you said, this is what I decided on, so now I'm crying?
Right, this is what I'm giving the people. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
I tried.
But, I mean, you've been sensitive this whole week.
I know. I'm not about it. I'm not into that.
She showed up the other day and was just sitting there like this the whole time. And then finally I said, because she does have stomach issues all the time.
Yeah.
She does. I mean,
we don't have to repeat that.
If she eats half a slice of cheese, she's in the bathroom for an hour. So I said, "Is your stomach messing up again?" And she said, "No, I just don't feel like talking." I'm like, "Okay, but we have a radio show." That's like a pilot showing up at the airport and going, I don't feel like flying.
Well, that's not how that happened. You actually said on air for the whole entire country to hear, oh, why are you going to the bathroom so many times?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So...
But that's what I said. What's wrong with you today?
No.
You've been going to the bathroom? Because the other day you left because right. Your stomach was hurting. You said. But see, with women, you can't question it. Like if Riggins said, I'm having diarrhea, I got to go home. We'd be like, you're not having diarrhea. Sit down. But you can't do that with a girl. Well, especially with Alexis, because she'd be going, no, I'm Latina. We poop more than regular girls.
Yeah.
That's because I'm Latina. Wow. Oh, really? Okay. But I thought it was going to be really something. Like you had some kind of a...
That
like
is
you spilled something all over yourself today or somebody, like, you know, mugged you or something when you said I was, that why you were late.
That's
it's
huge.
Just because you couldn't decide on an outfit.
Yeah, and I was about to start crying.
And you cried when you decided on one?
Yeah, it was just a frustrating experience. And then as I'm like running out, my laundry basket caught the side of my leggings, so now I have a hole on the side of my leggings.
Oh. Why is your laundry basket where it could catch on your leggings?
I don't know.
It's supposed to be on your hip where God made it to be. What,
shut
ladies?
Up.
Come on.
Somebody booed that.
Why you think y'all got higher hips than men? Babies and laundry baskets. Come on. It's 2022. Get with it. It's science. Oh, my God. Seriously. Y'all need to have another drink. But I'd like to say, Alexis, that we are glad that you made it nonetheless.
Thank you.
But I can't. I'd like to say it, but I can't.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding, of course. You're a treasure. You're always a treasure. Do we need to take a break, Rob?
We can.
Because Alexis probably needs to go to the bathroom. all right, we got more of the Ace and TJ Share Funny Live coming up.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
Welcome back to Share Funny Live from Char Bar 7, your neighborhood bar and grill in Mint Hill, North Carolina, where it's always fresh and cool. Just like a mint. Nobody's ever said that before as a lame attempt at humor. Hey, thanks again to our sponsors and our Ace and TJ 5G sponsors and all that have really taken a chance on us with starting a business the way we have and going out on our own and being, I guess, you know, crazy in this kind of an economy to start doing new things with our careers at our ages, which would be 81 and 83. One of our most appreciated sponsors, you hear us talk about them all the time, Cardinal Environmental Solutions. Kelly is here from Cardinal Environmental Solutions, and we appreciate him. Appreciate them for what they do for us. So, yeah. Now, make sure you get registered for the prizes. We're doing a 50-50 raffle. You get 3 tickets for $5, 8 tickets for $10, and an arm length of tickets for $20. I don't know what any of that means. I'm just reading the lines that they put here. I've never participated in a 50-50 raffle. I ain't got that kind of money. And you can register for those Tiffany glasses. From Chamber and Associates Realty, the Mosquito Package from Cardinal Environmental Solutions, which is valued at $250, which is great. Tiffany Beer Glasses from Atlantic Bay Mortgage. And we also have a $40 gift card to Char Bar 7 that we're giving away tonight, so you don't want to miss any of that. Okay, who listens to Share Funny on the podcast and everything on a regular basis? All right. If you don't, it's our favorite part of the day. We have the most fun doing that, and it's live every morning on our app at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, and then you download it as a podcast after that and listen anytime you want. So one of the highlights of Share Funny every week is something that Riggins does called the one-star strip club reviews. Would anybody be interested in hearing the one-star strip club reviews live at Char Bar 7? Yeah. All right. There you go, Riggins. Don't let them down.
Well, listen, wow, what an intro. This is where we go across the country and visit real strip clubs, and I find real one-star reviews from the internet. These are all real. You can go verify them for yourself. We will start at a place called Bucks Wild in Dallas, Texas. And this is from a guy named Tom. He left this one-star review. Stay away. This is the worst titty bar I've ever been to. The girls play games, so if you want to get robbed, go here. If I could give negative stars, I would. That would be more appropriate. P.S. Bring gum or mints because the dancer's breath smells like a shit sandwich without the bread. Like an actual person left that review. Mm-hmm. They're so vile. So if you're offended by some of this, it's pretty offensive. Then we can go to Dallas, Texas at a place called Baby Dolls. John left a one-star review. The girls try to take advantage. We're getting you money. The managers help them and will throw you out if the girls get mad at you. I had an altercation here and was not trying to fight at all. However, instead of telling me to leave, the manager body slammed me out of nowhere onto the floor. I was not expecting this because I was not trying to fight. Overall, be careful at this place. They do not have good intentions. One star. Body slammed me out of nowhere.
Yeah, the bouncer just walks up and grabs you and body slams you.
I'm sure that's exactly how it went.
He did nothing wrong.
No. Then we can go to Clarkston, Georgia at a place called Strokers Club. And a guy named James left a one-star review. This place is so ghetto and unprofessional. It's just gross. And don't get the hookah. A crackhead could make a better hookah. No disrespect to anyone whose family members are under the spirit of that hateful drug. No offense. And if you call to report your drink being spiked, they will claim that the bartender has been working there 10 years and wouldn't do that. Yeah, okay. One star.
But he's nice. He didn't want to offend anybody.
Yeah. Under the spirit of that hateful drug. I love that line. We're going to start using that with Alexis.
Shut up.
She's under the spirit of that hateful drug. Yeah. Known as the marijuana. Then we can go to Just Enough Lounge in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. John left a one-star review. The girls are ugly. The manager, Tony, is trash. And it's in a rundown house.
Oh, God.
What?
The only reason this place received any business is because there's no other options. What a shame. And the ugly cockroach-looking girl needs to go, too. Her name is Coco. She's pushing 40 and gets very feisty with the customers.
Like a crack house.
Don't ask for Coco.
Yeah. And some of these strip clubs, they really do. They look like they're in old houses. They're not like, you know.
So it's kind of quaint.
I guess that's one way to look at it. It's quaint. Yeah. That makes sense. Then we can go to Club Risque in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Tom left a one-star review. Terrible place. They wouldn't let in the bachelor on a bachelor party. This place can go screw itself. Philly style. I don't know.
Anybody from Philly can explain that from Philadelphia? What?
Hey, listen, Jack, go screw yourself. Philly style. Whatever.
Yeah, nobody here's from Philadelphia that can explain that. Thank God.
Thank God, right. Then we can go to Capital Cabaret. This was one of the weirder ones I've ever seen in Morrisville, North Carolina. Tom left a one-star review. This place is absolute garbage.
management is at its worst in years, and some of the girls are too skinny with obnoxious and trashy spray tans that look crusty as shit. Who wants to dance from a 6-foot blonde chick that has absolutely no ass? And then there was one stripper who pulled out a pocket watch out of her thong to check the time while she was giving a lap dance.
A pocket watch?
What stripper has a fucking pocket watch?
I like that.
From where would she pull it?
Out of her thong.
I don't know. That's a vibe to me. That's pretty cool. Pocket watch?
Yeah, maybe she's a hypnotist on the side. She's like, give me all your wounds. Yeah.
It's super weird.
I love that.
Then we can wrap up in Decatur, Georgia, at a place called Pinups. John left a 1-star review. Dropped my phone in the strip club. Lady who worked there picked it up and tried to charge me $10 to give it back. And then got an attitude and called me a sorry-ass bitch when I decided to give her $5. A lot of butter faces in there, a few nice ones, but overall I'd have to be drunk as hell to mess with some of these thirsty, desperate strippers. My last time going. 1-star. So those are the 1-star strip club reviews.
Man.
That's pretty gross.
I don't know.
Spray tan sounds great.
A crusty spray, I know.
Man. But a pocket watch. Does she also have a what do you call it, monocle? It's like Mr. Peanut.
Yeah. And she's like watching the time for, I guess, so she knows, like, you know, how much to charge them. That'd be so weird.
I want a pocket watch.
All right. We had some of the audience members write down questions that they want to know about us. Okay. We have time for one, Rob, before we take a break?
Yeah, we got time.
All right. Because then we're going to drag people from the audience up here to sit on the panel with us. How about that? Okay, here's a question. These may be kind of offensive to some of the people, but not. Obviously, I'm not going to pick any questions that are embarrassing for me. Sure. So, is there any way y'all can get Alexis to stop sniffing in the mic so much? Because although we know she's not tried crack, she sounds like a cokehead. Does Alexis sniff in the mic a lot?
I never noticed that.
Maybe we've become blind to it because we hear it.
Do you notice
it,
Rob, when you're editing all of the stuff and everything?
She's a cokehead. I know she's not a cokehead.
No, she's not.
She used to make a lot of...
And don't ask her if she's ever tried crack. She'll hold on to that forever. Simple question. Just an innocent question.
She used to make a lot of mouth noises when she recorded her podcast.
Oh, that sounds weird. Don't say it.
She made what?
Like you could hear...
She said a lot of mouth noises.
It sounded like when her mouth opened...
Oh, yeah. She's a smacker.
Yeah, you can hear it.
Yeah, I've never noticed that, Alexis.
Maybe that's what they're hearing.
I try not to listen to anything. I listen to CDs at work.
Yeah,
I don't listen when any of y'all are talking.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
When it's my turn to talk, that's when I pep up and start paying attention, just like the listeners. let's see. Riggins, what's the best life advice you have given or received?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, I've never given any life advice. What's the best piece of advice I've ever gotten? Holy cow. No idea. That's
don't get a dog.
Don't get a dog?
Yeah, I wish somebody would have told me that.
Didn't Gwen tell you that, though? You said Gwen, that used to work for us, was the only one that told you not to get a dog.
Yeah, but she just, I don't know. Don't get a dog, Riggins.
So, Rob, have you ever received or given any good life advice?
I don't think so.
No?
No. I really don't think so.
Alexis, I know you have. All those seances and crap that you conduct or go to, and all of those. What was that thing you went to that day and some of your Reiki people were in there with?
The shamanic drumming.
Okay, yeah. Like, so the shaman drumming class. Mm-hmm. Did they give you any life advice in there other than stop spending your money on stupid shit?
Keep on drumming.
I'm sorry, but has anybody else ever been to a shaman drumming class? No?
You would love it.
Yeah. Alexis swears that everything she does, everybody else would love if they would just try it.
I don't think I agree.
Entertaining, for sure.
What do you wear? What does one wear to that?
Comfy clothes.
But, I mean, my comfy clothes are you know, gym shorts, and I have a really comfortable Henley short sleeve T-shirt that I got off the $6 table at Target about 11 years ago. It's even got a big hole in it right here. I featured it one day on my cooking show called Fend for Yourselves on AceTJ.TV, which if you haven't tried that out, oh my God, you're really, you think that Dahmer thing was popular. Go watch Fend for Yourselves.
That's not your bacon cooking shirt, is it?
Huh?
That's not your bacon cooking shirt?
No, I wouldn't wear, I wouldn't get bacon grease on it.
Okay.
But why is that such a big deal? I told him I have a bacon cooking shirt that I wear every morning, and then I take it off and put on my go-to-work shirt.
Does anybody have a bacon cooking shirt?
It's called an apron. Okay. Well, I've outgrown all my aprons. That's bad, you know, when you've gotten too big for your aprons and your beach towels. Which I find myself in that shape. All right, so we're going to drag somebody out of the audience. We're going to do that a couple of times here and make them part of the panel. So we'll get into that next.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
Yay me. All right, so seriously, I was joking a little bit ago, and I would not say anything in here as a joke or whatever that I would think would upset Ace. When I say he just told us his mom died, and we don't know for sure. We do know for sure. And that was just a little joke. But in all seriousness, if y'all could keep his family in your prayers, if you're praying people, that would be great. Because, as you know, Ace has had a hard time of it over the past few years. And he's really strong, but he could always use a little extra strength. If y'all can pass that along, that would be awesome. Now, we're going to call someone to the podium here, to the table, and to join the panel. She does not know this, and she may want to fight it and not come up, but Jody. Come on now.
Really?
My wife, Jody. Don't dilly-dally. Yeah, step it up. Step it up. Let's go. No time to talk. You've talked enough. Talk up here. We want you to talk up here. Not.
You got to go around.
Not on the thing.
Look at this.
All right. Look at her prissing in her boots.
Oh. Prissing and flitting. And
mm-hmm. Flaunting. Flitting around here.
Uh-huh. Look at her. She's not happy.
All right. Okay.
Hello, everyone.
All right, you got to get right into this microphone.
I don't like this at all.
No. This is different for you than doing our podcast, right? You get more nervous with this.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You got to talk right into
the hello.
Pull it closer
to you. Turn it up a little bit, Rob?
Yeah, I hear you.
Hello.
No, she's good.
All right, hello.
Hello.
Hello. This is easy, though. I don't want you to, I'm not going to embarrass you or anything. I just
yes,
want,
you will.
No, I don't. I just want you to tell everybody about this show that you just started. Y'all want a review of a show that Jody is watching now?
Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of you have probably seen it. It's a popular show.
I don't know if they have.
And what is it called?
Tell Me Lies. It's on Hulu. Oh, you've seen it? Anybody else?
All right, in the mic. Because this is a shitty mic. This is a shitty microphone. You got to stay right in it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. It's good, but it's... I feel bad when I watch that. What did I tell you? That I feel like I'm kind of watching porn. I get embarrassed. So, you know when you click on the Hulu and it's your name and what you've watched? Oh, I get out of it. And he's only going to see it. But well, I'm like, ooh, if you saw that. Oh, yeah. Never would I want the kids to.
So she watches a lot of shows with our 22-year-old daughter, but not that one.
No,
together.
No, indeed.
So here's the way it happens at our house. I do my TV watching in the afternoon to get caught up on everything that's going on. And
high speed chase.
I love that. Because
I go to bed so early, and Jody goes and watches TV in my TV watching room after I go to bed. So therefore, it has ceased to become my TV watching room. And she'll still call it my room. She goes, can you help me today and just vacuum your room? And I was in there and I said, well, if I'm vacuuming up Red Hots from under the couch, then I can, since you're a candy addict, then I don't really think it's my room. So you're up there at night watching this, what's it called?
Tell Me Lies.
Tell Me Lies.
It's on Hulu.
And it's a nasty show.
I mean, well, yeah, kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of. But it's, I mean, it's good, but it's...
It's about young people, though?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's college, but it's 8 years later. Like, from freshman year, it's 8 years later, but they're going back to when they were in college. Y'all remember all those days? Huh?
Not flashbacks. Mm.
But
he can't hang.
I know.
But,
you know,
I don't know that you were up there watching dirty stuff at night.
Yes, you did. I told you I was.
I know, but not until you told me yesterday.
Well, now you know.
I thought you were up there. Jody usually only watches reality shows that are about really, really big people or really, really small people.
I do. I love Bravo and TLC.
So she's either watching 1,000-Pound Sisters or Seven Little Johnstons.
Yeah. Y'all like that too, see? Mm-hmm. See? Uh-huh.
Yeah, but now she's watching softcore.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. This looks like pornography, but it looks like Euphoria. You know that show on...
That's what my daughter said. She goes, I bet it's like Euphoria.
What are you, watching college kids like...
I know, that's the thing.
Dorm rooms.
He looks 30.
Yeah, but so it's okay. That sounds like you're saying it in court.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. He looked 30. I didn't know he was 17.
And you know the lead guy on there, do y'all remember, is it Kate Segal that was on Married with Children?
Yeah, Katie Segal.
Katie Segal. So it's she plays the lead guy's mom, but it's actually her son in real life. Yeah.
Yeah, so she's having to watch her son at work.
I think of that
all
the time.
And all of these scenes where they're being dirty with each other.
I think of that all the time. Oh, my gosh.
You don't think you could work with our son named Boy if y'all were in show business together and watch him doing those kinds of scenes?
Well, it depends how much he
would get on it.
If he was making a lot of money.
Many talks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Riggins has pulled up some scenes here on there.
I'm watching it. I'm like halfway through the season. Just since the beginning. It's like, yeah, it's like smart. I mean, it's smart.
Yeah. So here's my point. If I was into a show like this, or this same show, and she walked in the room and said, what are you watching? Because now it's always, what kind of crime are you watching now? Yeah. What kind of serial killer stuff are you watching now? If she walked in and I was watching that, she'd be like, what in the world? You are a pervert.
I would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, I can't watch shows about young people.
Or flashbacks.
Well, I have to watch flashbacks now because that's the only way they make them. They just jump all around. But yeah, I may start watching that with you. Do you care? Can we start watching that together?
You're not watching that with me. No.
Why?
No.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Why not?
She gets that electric throw cranked up to about 10. Starts watching that and gets all giddy and everything. Okay, well, thank you for the TV review.
Thank you, Jody.
This is my wife, Jody.
Very nice.
Back to your wine. Let's see. Do we have time for one more guest, Rob, before the break?
Yeah.
Okay. How about Cubby? Cubby is here tonight. Yay. Oh, come on. You know you want to run up here. Like you're on The Price is Right. He's like, He's like, I don't want to go. Okay, if you insist.
I guess I'll come up there.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'll go be center of attention for a minute. All right, I know that's an iPhone 14 because you get every iPhone as soon as it hits the market or before.
14 Pro Max.
Okay.
Oh, he got that dynamic.
That's also that's also what I ordered at the bathhouse the other night. the 14 Pro Max.
Ew.
Actually, no. That sounds really bad.
That's so gross.
Yeah, that was the number of the mint. Never mind. Not the age of the person. So. Okay. All right, so Cubby will not come to any of these types of things that we have, even though we're like family, because he has to have an invitation to every one of them.
Yes, I do.
And why is that?
I don't know. It was how I was raised. Like, you don't invite yourself to things.
Is that mic still on?
Yeah.
Can you hear?
Here, talk. Okay. Because I just feel like that's how I was raised. You don't invite yourself.
But we've told you many, many times, every time, Cubby, anytime you want to come do anything with us, during the morning show, during an event, just anything, you always have an open invitation.
But y'all moved so far this time. It takes like an hour.
Oh, just to come up to the studio? All right, well, then you live 5 minutes from here. Why did it take Ace reaching out and giving you a personal invitation to get you to come?
Well, I came, didn't I? That's what's important.
Have you eaten dinner yet?
No, I'm going to the Chick-fil-A across the street because I'm on a diet.
Okay. All right. Well, you
try that, Mike.
So you
get
a little something here, a little something there.
Oh, I love this place. This is a place right near my house. I go to that Char Bar 7.
Yeah. Okay. So what's been going on with you, though? We haven't talked to you in a while.
Oh, well, I haven't eaten lately. I'm on a diet.
How much weight have you lost? I can tell you lost some.
Thanks. 40 pounds.
40 pounds.
Hey, thanks. And I haven't punched anybody yet.
Yet. So has it been hard?
Oh, God. But I still go to McDonald's every day.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you get?
A 10-piece nugget and a medium fry.
What kind of... I want to be on that diet.
It's good.
You're losing 40 pounds on a McNugget diet.
Right.
That's awesome.
Well, you have
to consider what I used to eat, though.
What?
Well, a 20-piece nugget... Two medium fries, because if you get the 20-piece, you get the fry for free.
Yeah.
And another Diet Coke.
Oh. So that's not bad for an entire day's worth of...
That's lunch.
Oh, that was lunch.
Yeah.
But nothing else? Just dieting? So I guess that knocks a hole in your social life a little bit, though, because...
Well...
Cubby judges his friendships around who he goes out to eat with and stuff.
Yeah, but that changed a lot with COVID, because nobody did anything. So I, like, sat at home and got fat, or...
Your cousin Tanya wouldn't even go out to eat with you?
No, I don't ever hardly see her, except when we go to the fish camp.
Oh, but y'all aren't on the outs with each other.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
Well, that's good.
That's good, yeah.
Because y'all have been, at times, on the outs with each other.
Oh, yeah, when I said she looked like Winona.
Well, on a motorcycle.
Yeah, she had a motorcycle, and she looked like Winona Judd. And I love Winona, and I love my cousin, but... Mm. She looked like Winona.
So, one of the greatest moments on our show happened when we weren't even on the air. When Cubby was in the studio one day, and there was a woman in there from some animal rescue type organization.
I thought she was a teacher.
She was, but then she did the other stuff on volunteering and all.
Oh, okay.
Never met Cubby. He never seen him. And during one of the commercial breaks, he turns to her and goes, "What do you think about white pants on big people?" big people in white pants. She was like, I guess that's fine.
Stop me if I'm getting.
Well, you know, you've always told me white makes people look bigger, and I shouldn't wear stripes sideways. So I had to.
I told you that when you were like 18.
Well, I'm even worse now.
Did you saying that I gave you a complex?
Yes, and you also said don't wear shirts that have writing on them because it's a billboard. It's like free advertising.
All right, well, that's pretty profound. I have to give it to myself for that. What other good advice have I given?
Yeah. Don't wear stripes sideways is like the first time I've ever heard that advice.
Yeah. Yeah, horizontal and sideways.
Don't wear stripes sideways.
Speaking of clothes, did you know the Vineyard Vines does not make clothes for big people anymore?
Mm-mm.
No, they don't do it. Do not do it.
Mm-mm. Did they ever?
Yeah.
I've never been in a Vineyard Vines, so I don't know.
I ordered online because they don't have big people clothes in stores.
So they don't even have it online anymore?
Mm-mm. Can't do it.
I can't afford a Vineyard Vines.
Yes,
stuff.
You can.
No, I can't.
Jody said you could.
Well, Jody can. I can't.
Speaking of Jody, you're going to have to get her to change her TV watching days because she's like an episode behind on Housewives.
Oh, yeah, that's what we need is Jody watching more reality shows.
Well, it's her fault because I love that show now. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh.
And so when you try to talk with her about
she's
it,
she's like, I ain't watched it yet. That's Sunday. I'm like,
Sunday. That's Sunday.
That's Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Well. Yeah, so that's what we do. We you know, during COVID, we got into watching church on TV.
Oh, really?
On the internet, because they closed our church down.
Oh.
Yeah, so we go to church in Virginia now. Don't we, Jody? Isn't that where our church is? Is in Virginia? Leesburg, Virginia, yeah.
Y'all are Methodist, Baptist?
Well, here's the way it worked. I was raised Southern Baptist, okay. And Jody was raised Methodist. So when we got married, we compromised, and I'm Methodist.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But not what? The one we watched though is a non-denomination church, but it's not one of those crazy.
But it's not real non-denomination. Like Pentecostal non-denomination.
No, it's not all liberal and stuff.
It's, oh, we're not liberal.
Huh?
We're not liberal.
I didn't say y'all were. Y'all are the opposite of it. But I'm talking a lot of non-denominational churches are. Like, I think that shaman thing that Alexis goes to would be considered a non-denominational.
He thinks everything is liberal that I do.
What?
You think everything I do is liberal, non-denomination.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Don't y'all? I mean, seriously.
It's going.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's... Well, I am saying it's a bad thing. But I still like you.
Right.
Doesn't mean I don't like you. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Jody and I watched that on the we have, hey, I don't want to brag, but we have a smart TV.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh. Ever since I backed into show business, I've become a man of above average means, so we can have a TV that goes on the internet.
Oh.
And phones that take pictures.
Do y'all have the Disney Plus or are you not?
Nope.
Or you don't
nope. Not anymore.
I thought I knew the answer.
Uh-uh.
Well, you know, Hocus Pocus 2 comes out.
I don't give a damn about it. No, seriously, that Hocus Pocus thing that everybody freaks out about, that's the generation behind me.
Mm.
That's Riggins and y'all like that Hocus Pocus thing.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
I was already out, you know, driving around and having dates and stuff, drinking and carrying on. So, yeah, none of that. But I think it's cute the way everybody freaks out about the Hocus Pocus deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like Hocus Pocus, Riggins?
Say it again?
Do you like Hocus Pocus?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Isn't that where you learned, like, your first sexual things?
Yeah. Yabos.
Watching Hocus Pocus and Katie Couric?
Yeah. Calling them yabos.
Yabos, that's what it was. Yeah.
Calling them yabos.
Nice yabos.
All right. Well, glad you're doing okay, Cubby.
Well, thanks. I'm all hot and sweaty. I get nervous in front of people.
I've been sweating, too. I had to unload this equipment all by myself.
Well, can I go sit with Jody?
Yeah, you go back over there. Okay. All right, there's Cubby. All right. A special treat coming up next. Riggins Weekend Review live at Char Bar 7. I can't.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.